This is a CKTZ News Update. BC is struggling with a chronic shortage of doctors, and both urban and rural communities are suffering. On Cortez Island, the community was recently warned of a week without a doctor on hand at the local health clinic. Cortez Community Health Association President Ed Safrick says the island has been fortunate not to have been affected until now, due in part to leading the way in introducing a multi-doctor collaborative practice, which sees a rotating roster of regular physicians sharing duties. He feels the BC College of Physicians and Surgeons shares responsibility for the provincial shortage. A local and national housing shortage has also compounded the situation, but Safrick is confident that Cortez Island can rely on having reliable physician-led medical care. Yes, I think it seems that we've been fortunate to not have to face this potential shortage prior to this point with the province-wide shortage. And I guess, Ed, normally you have that schedule organized quite far in advance, don't you?
Yeah, and the physicians themselves organize it. We say anything that they need or that we can help with, of course we do that.
And even with our limited population, it's been, I think the service is fair to say, has been quite extraordinary in that the clinic is open weekdays and has had a physician there every weekday, sort of Monday through Friday, pretty much week in and week out for years now.
Yeah, and there's communities like Gabriel Island that has 5,000 residents and they don't have a doctor at all.
And this model of using like a mixed practice or a collaborative practice seems to work well in rural communities. And I guess certainly Cortez has been a beneficiary of that new model.
Yeah, well, Cortez was actually that model was developed by events unfolding on Cortez.
Okay, so the Cortez Community Health Association, in a sense, pioneered that whole model.
I think more of the credit could go to some of the doctors. We facilitated it. We helped and advocate and supported together.
Now, there was also notice that there's been some challenges for finding housing, as we know, is in short supply throughout Cortez and actually just about everywhere. So it's been a challenge to find housing for those physicians who are here on short-term work stints.
Yeah, it was very stable because there was a homeowner who made the place down on Austin Road or down on the lake available physicians for years, but that was sold last year. So that necessitated a change, and the physician did find a stable place. It was not necessarily available for a period of about 1 month during the year, but that was manageable. And that's still the situation, and I think that there is another really fine option that's just become available, and that should solve the physician housing situation beyond the near future.
Okay, and that great thing about the Austin Road location is that it's pretty much walking distance to the clinic. Is that the case with this?
It's not as close, but it is still an option. The policies, the provincial government policies, or the College of Surgeons policies, maybe contributed to this doctor's shortage, and then it made it difficult for doctors from foreign jurisdictions to be qualified. That probably could have been smoothed out a bit. And I think that everywhere in BC is faced with a doctor shortage. Victoria is one of the worst areas. Vancouver, people who are using nurse practitioners, which is a viable option. But it's not like this shortage isn't real. It is real, and it's affecting the whole province, and we fall within the province. But so far, we have been very fortunate.
Yes, so I've heard about other locations and how much that shortage is affecting things. So I'll just ask you one final question, and that is are you optimistic that things will alter at the BC College of Physicians and Surgeons to hopefully open up the opportunities for qualified foreign doctors who wish to practice in Canada and British Columbia?
I am, for this reason, is there is an obvious shortage. Doctors are retiring, and I can't see the medical community objecting to new entrants.
Safric is pleased that the collaborative shared practice model for providing medical care is now being adopted more widely throughout British Columbia. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.